The NFL is very much a passing game now. You need to rush the quarterback. So when you watch college players, whether they're defensive ends or outside linebackers in a 3-4, there's three things that they really need to be able to do effectively. Now, not each guy will have all three in the same degree. It's always in relative and varying degrees. Rush the quarterback, set the edge. And the third thing, even if you're a pass rusher, there are going to be plays when you'll have to drop into coverage.
I mean, when you look at guys like Trent Cole and Tamba Hali, you know, two guys that were 4-3 defensive ends and very good at that, and then all of a sudden they're asked to stand up. You're seeing a lot more of the field when you stand up. Your vision changes. Your sight changes. So you've got a drop in coverage, yeah, but now all of a sudden the field's opening up. Instead of just seeing a left tackle, now you're seeing a whole triangle with a quarterback and a running back, and you've got different responsibilities. Some guys will accept the mental responsibilities, and some guys won't.
Can my guy drop out occasionally for me, stay on his feet, show some agility, dance with those running backs in the open field on occasion? Can they run with the big tight ends nowadays? Can they run with a bigger slot that's inside? Can they get out there and make the play in the open field?
You may not be asked to cover someone man-to-man, but you certainly must be able to have an understanding of zone drops, route recognition, matchup zone concepts. You must be able to do that. But the second thing they need to be able to do, and this is one of those unglamorous jobs, but it's so critical to defenses, is set the edge in the run game.
Can you set the edge against a tight end, or can you set the edge against a pulling guard that comes your way and make sure that ball turns upfield where the rest of the defensive help is?
So that runners do not get outside of them. In Philadelphia this year, we saw Connor Barwin do an absolutely outstanding job of setting the edge as a 3-4 outside linebacker. Something rarely talked about, but absolutely critical to run defense.
But more so than anything, what's it always come back to? Rushing the passer, finding him in the pocket, and having your party back there.
It always comes back to getting pressure on that quarterback. And I think with speed rushers, there are a few things that jump out on tape. First of all, I love watching the sideline view. You know, the all 22, the first view you get on that coach copy tape, who's got that explosive get off? It's not just about the quick first step, but that's huge, but also the snap anticipation. Some guys just have it. Some guys don't. And you can lose a step in the process if you don't, you know, see the ball out of the corner of your eye, and the millisecond that it goes to get snapped, you explode off the ball.
And then once they do that, there's been a lot of guys that can get off the ball, but the ability to bend, there's that word bend again, to get around the corner, to drop their weight, turn the corner, and get to the quarterback.
They have to be able to separate the upper half of their body and the lower half of their body. They have to be able to bend with flexibility.
And to be able to do that, you've got to drop your hips and be able to accelerate while you're doing that. And most guys are born with that. You either wake up in the morning with it or you don't.
Think about a guy like DeMarcus Ware and the way he can bend, how low he can get. That's what I mean visually by separating your upper half and your lower half. That's absolutely critical.
One of my favorite pass rushers of recent years, someone who was quickly able to get up the field and bend off the edge, basically run in a half circle full speed, would be Terrell Suggs. When he came out of Arizona State, he was a terrific pass rusher because he was able to play low, play fast, play quick. He was able to continue to do that and build upon that at the next level, which is why he had such a long and successful career in the NFL.
That's a rare trait, to be able to accelerate while you're dropping your hip and bending and flattening to a quarterback.
Because if they can't do that, they're going to be stiff, and offensive tackles in the NFL will block them.
There's been many a failure at defensive end. When you look at the guy, he can run 4-5, but he's stiff and can't make that turn and finish the play. So it's quickness, get off speed, and the ability to turn the corner and get to the quarterback.
Guys that have great speed on the edge have a huge advantage because then they can convert speed to power.
If you can turn that initial speed move, the first 2-3 steps, into power, then the offensive lineman has a headache on his hands for 4 quarters.
You try to get underneath his pad level into his chest. If you can do that, the difference in weight gets totally negated. If you can get underneath a guy's pads with speed to power, you can drive him back into the quarterback.
I think the ability to move his hands quick and that sudden surge in his feet when he hits that point of engaging the offensive tackle. His ability to rush from that point, to me, is what separates guys. Some guys can rush for the outside, but if you take away the outside, they can't react back in. They don't have to change their direction.
I think that so many times your initial line is stopped, your initial momentum is stopped, and once that happens, a lot of guys are useless. They have nothing else to offer. So if you have that counter move that you can restart that momentum and keep your opponent on skates, you're going to have a lot of success.
So there are three things that you must be able to do. Rush the quarterback, set the edge, drop into coverage if you're an outside player, usually a linebacker.